recharge my batteries about belief in it.
Yes.
And he put up there was a portion of a scripture that is one of my favorites. And when we redid that room up there and we put that wall, I always wanted to do in gilt letters on that eastern wall, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God
yes.
and Savior,
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I like to put two scriptures back to back that are not back to back. That one's from Titus. This other one is in Timothy. And it is, which in his times he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate,
yes.
Jesus Christ,
yes.
King of kings and Lord of lords.
Yes, yes,
I love
yes,
those two
yes.
scriptures
praise
back
God.
To back.
Praise
the Lord.
Praise
the Lord.
Amen.
And so these songs don't really have any of those words in them, but I fed off that excitement this week, the realization, you know, of just how real that is going to be, even though it seems preposterous to me now. And I marvel at what God has done for us in our lives
yes.
and will do Praise us physically.
Yes.
How
yes.
I marvel
yes.
at what he will do for us physically
yes.
in the future. And my yes. soul has just fed on that. It has felt really good this week to think over those that Bible study again. Yes. Go right ahead. Yep. Good. Okay. Uh-huh. But to get that far is big.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. 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 If you want to stand on this is up to you. But the first words are I stand. Verse one.
To sing of his love.
Stand or seat as you wish.
Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend. Who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Souls of men. Counselor, Comforter, Keeper, Spirit we long to embrace. You offer hope when our hearts have hope. We lost our way. Oh, we hopelessly lost our way.
Sing the chorus.
Oh, you are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace. Always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for.
Verse 3.
Almighty, infinite Father, faithfully loving your own. You find us falling before your throne. Oh, we're falling before your throne. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore.
Some about the presence of God, how he just gently draws close to us. We draw close to him, but he isn't going to overwhelm us. He isn't going to knock us over, but he just gently comes right up to us, and I'm so thankful for that. That special touch, You could feel him. You know he's right there. Like he's just breathing. You can almost hear, feel him breathing next to you. Just in his heartbeat, it is something that you're not going to find anywhere else. It doesn't compare to anything else. I don't know where the world was getting their thrills last night, but this is... We have the answer. We have, yes. This is it right here. I can't compare it to anything else. I've seen what it's like. I've been in those environments. There is nothing like being in the presence of God in the house of God. You know, sometimes we don't know how to react when the presence of God gets so close to us. There's times, there's moments before I walk up here, I'm just in awe in his presence, and I start to tremble. Like, Lord, you are so near and dear. When he is this close, anything can happen.
Yes, that's right.
Anything can. There's nothing impossible. All things are possible in this place here today. Aren't you thankful for an all-powerful God that anything can happen here today in his presence? There are no limits. Lord, remove these limits from this mind, from this heart, Lord. Have your way. Wow. We are going to study about the baptism of the Holy Spirit this morning. I want to open up with this text. I got three different sections of this text, and then I'll have you be seated. I'll read this as quickly as I can. In Luke 24, 45 through 45, it says, "Then open he their understanding, that they may understand the Scriptures. And he said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye there in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." In Acts 10, 44 through 45, it says, "While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word." The Holy Ghost fell when they heard the word. "And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost." In Acts 19, 4 through 6, it says, Then said Paul, "John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him. That is on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied." You could be seated at this time. Yes. Go ahead. Okay. Let's... All right, Brother Davis, come on up. We're gonna pray. Are we expecting for God to do something? Isn't this a perfect environment for God to do something right? Hallelujah. I recall the first time this happened when I was standing up here when I first came up to open up, began to speak on a Sunday night. And after God moved, like he's moving right now, and we need to maintain a spirit of expectation throughout this whole morning. We need to, God, anything is possible here. I did not know how to respond, and we may not know how to respond how God does what he does, but we know that he is responding here today, right now. Lord, help us to respond to you. Lord, you have responded to us here today, Lord. May we respond to you the right way, Lord. We're looking to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, we're here for you, Lord. We're trusting in you, Lord. We may not know which direction to go in this service from here the rest of the time forward, Lord, but we're going to trust in you, the following and the leading, your voice in this place, Lord. May we follow after your will and your voice in this place throughout the rest of this day in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We need to give God some praise. Hallelujah. I honestly don't even know where to start now after I just read this text. Lord, help me. You could be seated at this time. But please do not let go of a spirit of expectation from here on forward. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. The promise of the Holy Spirit is for every one of us. Promises are commitments we should make only thoughtfully and carefully when we know we can fulfill them. And we are determined to make good on our commitment. We should never intentionally or carelessly promise what we cannot deliver. In an article titled, Why Keeping Your Promise is Good for You, Michelle Gillian wrote, if you are like most people, you make commitments to others all the time. Question is, how often do you keep your promise? When we don't keep a promise to someone, it communicates to that person that we don't value him or her. We have chosen to put something else ahead of our commitment. Even when we break small promises, others learn that they cannot count on us. Tiny little cracks develop, and our relationship are marked by broken promises. Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer. Aren't you thankful for God who keeps all his promises? I got reminded of this, and Brother Al, I don't see him here this morning, but there was a message that he titled, it said Intentional Power. I never forgot that. I don't even remember the whole message that he talked about. But it was intentional power. It's not accidental power. The power of the Holy Ghost is not an accident. You just don't stumble in the hallway and speak in an unknown tongue. If you do stumble in the hallway and you don't understand the words that came out of your mouth, you might want to go back to step one and repent for what you may have said. Because it probably was not the Holy Ghost, okay? I like one of Lee Stone King's posts that says, I got it and I know that I got it. Does anybody have it and they know that they have it here today? I'm so thankful that I have it, and I know that I have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost is one of the most important spiritual events one is going to occur in their lifetime. Even when someone else receives the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I remember Jaden, Sister Davis, the day that she received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. She was at a revival service in DeKalb on a Sunday night. We came back from men's conference. We didn't even come straight home. And I remember there, and I believe Mason was there, and this isn't even in my notes. I'm just going to follow the leading of the Lord for the next few minutes. And I was down there at the altar. She was praying. She was just a short little thing back then. And I saw when the sister that the evangelist, I can't remember the name of the lady. It'll hit me later. But she was. Jaden was praying, and I remember Mason was praying that night, and she came over and laid hands. And when I saw her lay hands on little Jaden, and she went from praising God to praising God in an unknown tongue, it was incredible. And there was such a brokenness. There's a brokenness. There is something exciting that's unforgettable when I receive the Holy Ghost, but there's something unforgettable and exciting when I see somebody else receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It is truly miraculous and is indescribable and is something that you should never forget. May we remember the times when God filled us with the Spirit for the very first time. May we look back upon that and say, thank you, God, for the miraculous, supernatural thing that you've done. It is so incredible. Aren't you thankful for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name? Hallelujah. One of the questions was asked, what must we do? It has been asked by many people.
including those who asked Peter and John on the day of Pentecost. There are things that we must do. And James 2:17 says, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. We should realize that when faith is generated in our hearts, it will force us to act on that faith. When we believe in that, that's fine and one thing, but I need to respond in faith after I believe. It's intentional. I remember that day like it was just yesterday, like it was just moments ago. Brother Killam, I was standing where you were, and I remember at the altar call, when I stepped out, it wasn't by an invitation. I was stepping out on faith because when I got to the altar, when the evangelist came up to me and he put his hand on my head, I was expecting God to fill me with his spirit. So there's something that I'm going to jump around. By God, Lord, help me throughout this next few moments. I remember specifically a time, this is before I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I remember writing with a coworker, and he said out of nowhere, he said, you know what took faith for the friends of that crippled man to take him to where Jesus was speaking? When they saw the crowded house, they couldn't get in it. It took faith for them to take him upstairs. That was an act of faith. To cut the hole, that was an act of faith. There was faith in action right there. And I'll never forget it. Has anybody ever had a bear hug from somebody way bigger than them? Do you know what that is? Has anybody ever experienced anything like that where your hands are down and somebody comes up from behind you? You're like, I can't move. I'll never forget it. And this resonated in my spirit when he said that. It took faith. And I remember God giving me the biggest bear hug. I was sitting in this 2-seat pickup truck, and it wasn't on a 4-seater. Literally, I felt like God coming up behind me, putting his arms around me. And he said, yes, that's what it takes faith to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That was a missing ingredient. I would spend, I don't, countless times, Brother Caleb, coming to the altar, and I would pray, and I would wait and tarry. Why? That was good and all, but I needed, there was a missing ingredient. I needed faith. I needed to respond in faith. We need to have an atmosphere of faith for the other unbelievers that come into this house. It took faith, I believe, for Brother Davis to even walk up here, and he set an example for everybody else. If you need healing in your body, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You just follow after what an elder of this church did here this morning, and you come up by faith and receive what God has for you here today in Jesus' name. Aren't you thankful? Hallelujah. It takes repentance. It takes to change one's heart and mind and purpose, to come to a right understanding in oneself, to have a genuine change of heart, and to want a better life. It's to change one's attitude and want righteousness to reign in his or her heart. It's the essence of the publican's prayer. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Repentance is just being honest with God and being real with him. The more real we are with God, the more God can be real with us. Lord, deal with some of these issues in my life that I'm too embarrassed to talk about or share with anybody else. Lord, I need a real encounter. I don't need a superficial encounter. I just don't need to come in and get my Sunday fix and go home and go out to the restaurant. Lord, I need a real encounter with God here today in Jesus' name. We need to be baptized in Jesus' name. On the day of Pentecost, Peter told the Jews to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission, for the forgiveness of sins. It's in the name. Ananias said to Saul of Tarsus, and now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash thy sins, calling upon the name of the Lord. They first waited. And when did they wait? They waited between the time of the ascension, when Jesus ascended into heaven, and to the day when the Pentecost was fully come. There is no other time in Scripture, I just realized this recently, that you need to wait. Today is the day of salvation. I don't need to wait and tarry. The only tarrying happened is within 10 days. If I need salvation, I'm not going to wait for it. I'm going to come forward and I'm going to get this settled today because today is the day of salvation. He said today after the day of Pentecost.
That day has already come. We don't need to wait anymore. For your loved one doesn't need to wait anymore. I don't even need to wait for a service. It could happen it could happen in a mall. It could happen in a parking lot. It could happen at work. It could happen in a restaurant. Does anybody have expectation here today? We need to maintain that throughout the rest of this service. We need to maintain that every time we come into the house of God. We need to be so ready. We need to be ready just to jump out of our skin. Lord, I believe you're going to do something here today. I don't know what's going to happen in the next hour. I don't know what Brother Wells has laid upon his heart to preach. But Lord, I'm expecting something powerful to move in Jesus' name. There ain't nothing more powerful than the power of the Holy Spirit in a Spirit-filled church with Spirit-filled worship, Spirit-filled believers believing in Jesus' name, baptizing the Holy Ghost. There's some here baptizing the Holy Ghost. They're recalling. They're recalling that first time God filled them with His Spirit in Jesus' name. There's a refreshing and renewing that's happening here today in Jesus' name. There's faith that is being renewed. There's faith that is coming forth. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, but there's also some faith being regenerated in this place. I'm so thankful for that. Anything is possible. The deaf can hear. People can come out of that water delivered and freed, and their past washed away forever today in Jesus' name. I'm so thankful. Lord, have your way in this place today. It is a supernatural thing. Brother Godwin was expanding on this in detail in a revelation. And it was illustrated in the tabernacle plan in the wilderness. The altar represented death where the blood was shed. The laver for washing was cleansing for the symbol of baptism before the priest moved on into the sanctuary. The priest would come to the veil, to that curtain, with incense in one hand and the blood to be spread upon in the altar, sprinkled upon the altar. You have your hands full. You're standing in front of a veil of a curtain that's pinned at the corners. How do you get to the other side? It's a supernatural thing. How do I get from where I'm worshiping God at the altar, I'm worshiping God in my seat, to speaking in tongues? It is a supernatural thing of God. God will take you from the natural to the supernatural, from earthly to heavenly. It is a supernatural thing. I can't explain it, Brother Kellen, but I got it. I got it, and I know that I got it. I'm not ashamed of it. There are some distractions that people have in receiving the Holy Ghost. One is doubt. Some believe that it isn't for today, but I'm here in a room full of witnesses that says, yes, it is still here today because I've got it, and I know that I've got it. Some deal with fear, and we need intercessors every day that when we come to the house of God. God, you know who you are. You are the secret service of God's army. You're like those ones that aren't seen, that aren't talked about, that are behind the scenes. You know, when the president has the secret service, you know, the glasses, they got the little ear thing, you know, and you don't know where they are, but if you look close enough, they're there. But there are some here that God places in our service, every service, that are intercessors. You're standing in the gap. You're binding that spirit of fear. Yeah, if there's a spirit that comes in and just tries to rear its head up, you're like, there is nothing going to exalt itself above the power of God in this place. Not here, not today, not in God's house, not while I'm here. That's what intercessors do. Some may have a distraction of pride. Because you know what? Their fear of embarrassment, their fear, there's a kind of holding on to their image. That's another thing that holds them back. But God will violently shove away the proud, but he will give grace to the humble. With a spirit of humility, when you come forward with God, he will not reject you. He will not turn you away. I'm so thankful for God. When I come broken, that's the evidence that he is near. But you know what? If he's so near, why don't I bring a request to him? Lord, heal this broken heart. Lord, since you're here, heal this broken body. Heal this broken spirit. Heal this broken family. Heal the broken heart. Heal these broken children in Jesus' name. God, he's a healing God. A lot of times we are satisfied when he just shows up, that we're okay. Hey, God's here. I felt him here today. That's great. There is more. And then we walk out as empty-handed as when we came in here.
we need to walk out of here with our cup overflowing. We need to come in here broken and walk out of here healed. In Jesus' name. And I'm talking about physical healing. I am talking about spiritual healings. I am talking about inner wounds that have people, when they put their Sunday best on, that they are bandaged up inside. May you remove those bandages and let God heal those inner wounds in every hurting and wounded soul and spirit. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is for us. Lazarus was raised from the dead, but it took God's people to unwrap him. Let him loose. We need to do our part. God's going to do his part. God is going to raise the dead to life, but you know, we're going to do our part. We're going to have to help set them free in Jesus' name. Is anybody expecting for God to set somebody free? Is anybody saying, I'm going to do my part? I'm going to stay faithful. I'm going to have faith. I'm going to be expecting anything is possible. We should have such an expectation that it's hard to even sit in our seat at times. I'm ready to come forward. Well, God, what do you want me to do? When you lay hands on somebody, I believe somebody needs to be healed. Somebody needs to be delivered. I believe, and I'm expecting that when somebody's up here praying for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that when I lay hands on him or her, I'm expecting them to go from earthly to heavenly, to speak in a new tongue in Jesus' name. I remember this one time, it wasn't too long ago. It was the same night my Allison and Kara were baptized in Jesus' name. I'll never forget it, Brother Davis. I don't even think you preached that night. You baptized the girls, and there was people praying and wanting the Holy Ghost. And I lay hands on one person. They didn't receive it. I literally, for about 5 days, I was literally sick to my stomach. It was like physically sick because I expected that person to receive the Holy Ghost. You know what? There are some things holding that person back. But you know what? That shouldn't hinder my faith from praying for somebody else. That's on them. That is not on God. That is not on you. Don't let that hinder your faith. Don't let that hinder you from praying for somebody else. Go to the next person. In Jesus' name. By worshiping, the Holy Ghost fell on the day of Pentecost, an atmosphere charged with worship and praise. We should magnify the Lord like we do here this morning with praise and song and prayer, lifting ourselves in the spirit of true worship. Worship was so intense in the book of Acts that at times worship was completely controlled by the Spirit. They appeared to be drunk, but they were drunk on a spiritual wine. I've seen this myself. Has anybody ever witnessed this? I remember not too long ago. I'm first generation, so I remember this. I remember at the end of a service, there was two people drunk in the Holy Spirit having a conversation with each other. They were laughing. They were laughing so uncontrollably. And they were bent over backwards and forwards. And I'm like, I don't know how you didn't fall to the floor. It was pretty entertaining. But they were drunk in the Holy Ghost. That is still happening today. I don't know about you, but you know, I'm first generation. I remember this stuff. It's been a while. Does anybody have these? Brother Matt, you got these in your house? They're bobby pins. And yesterday, and every time I vacuum my house, I hear the clunk clunk of a bobby pin, and having girls in the house, I have to take the vacuum cleaner apart and cut all the hair almost every time I go through it. It never fails. There was one time I should have posted this on Facebook, but my weed eater, it had hair on it too. Believe it or not. I'm not lying to you. I'm standing before you. I saw a wad of hair on a weed whacker. I'm like, what is going on? It's in my house, on my carpet. It's out in the grass. It's everywhere. I want to say this, that we need to let loose and let God have such control of us that we need to hear the church vacuums get a little clinking going on. I remember first generation also that bobby pins would be on the floor at the end of service, but I remember men's suit coats would come off of them, and they'd have to lay them on women that were laid out on the floor. I'm going back. You know what? There's some things I'm going to go back to, but there's some things I'm going to move forward to. I'm not going to let go of that stuff in Jesus' name. And I believe there are some here today that are not going to let go of real Pentecost in an apostolic church. On the corner of Eddie 3rd in Sandwich, Illinois. It's been going on for generations. I'm not going to let that go. I'm going to hold on. There's some things I'm going to hold on to as I move forward in my walk of the relationship with God. Acts 19:6 says, and when Paul had laid hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came upon them as they spake with tongues and prophesied. Sometimes it breaks the bondages of fear and doubt. anointed man or woman of God. And I told you this. I saw with Jaden, I expected it myself. When that person laid their hand upon me, there's some things that just, phew, the waters were parted. There's things that just kind of went away, and God made a way. It is really, when you think about it, Sister Davis, you said how preposterous it is for the second coming of God. How is it when people with a carnal mind think about the baptism of the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues for the first time? It's like, it's hard to wrap their mind around it. Is it preposterous too? When you think about it in a certain way, well, carnally speaking, we're in a spirit-filled atmosphere, and the expectations are high, and I do not want to hinder or quench anything that's going on in your spirit right now. But something about laying on the hands. Sometimes that person needs it. Sometimes I need it. You need healing in your body. We're going to lay on the hands. We're going to believe. We're going to believe in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The initial evidence of receiving the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost was speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave utterance. It was not just for the 12 who spoke in tongues, but it was also for the 120. And we are included in that promise and witnesses here today that all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call here today, 2,000 years later, it is still happening. The sign drew specific attention, for they heard them speak with tongues. It's supernatural. I can't explain it, but I got it. And I'm so thankful that I have. It gives me the power to overcome sin. It gives me the power to overcome temptation. When I hear those voices in my mind, Lord, I just go back. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. When the enemy of God's people wanted to destroy God's people in the enemy's camp, he said, they are too strong for me. I need somebody. I need a prophet to speak against them. And he said, no, I'm only going to speak what God tells me. Aren't you so thankful that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world? We have no reason to hang our heads down. When God gave us the power of the Holy Spirit, we need to be walking taller. We can walk with a spirit of humility, but not walk down with low self-confidence, low self-esteem. Pride and low self-esteem come from the same source. Be careful. Don't confuse that with humility. You could be humble, and you could hold your head high. Maintain a humble spirit. But I have nothing to be ashamed of, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. So anytime at the beginning of the service, during the preaching of the service, or at the conclusion of the service, someone can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I remember this the first time I went on a mission trip. I was talking to Brother Matt about this over the weekend. And I went down to Fort Lauderdale before we had our evening flight to head to Sao Paulo. And this is like during... this is before offering. Brother Mike and Brother Gary, this may happen to you. You know, let's expect this. How about somebody receiving the Holy Ghost before we even take offering? That's okay. We can keep having church. This is when this little, the men's coat comes out. Lady was slain in the spirit. We're going to cover her leg, but we're going to continue to have service. We're going to continue to have a move of God because the preaching of the word is going to go forth. And it's happened at the beginning of the service, but God is able to fill somebody with the Holy Ghost during the middle of the service, right? Like in Acts 10, even at the conclusion of the service, I'm expecting God to do something in the beginning, in the middle, or at the end of service. Every time that we get together, may our expectation rise. My expectation comes from the Lord, but my lack of expectation, where do you think that comes from? It doesn't come from God. I need to maintain an expectation. Lord, if my expectations are low, Lord, forgive me that I keep my expectations high. Because with you, all things are possible. I'm not going to limit myself in Jesus' name. You're a limitless God with limitless resources. You are the source of every resource in our life in Jesus' name. Aren't you thankful for that? Hallelujah. Let's give him a hand clap of praise. We need to take this and give everybody the opportunity to know what we know, to experience what we experience. I remember twice at work. One time I was on an aerial boom lift. I wasn't very high. I remember sharing God's salvation plan about repentance, being baptized in Jesus' name, being full of the Holy Ghost. I rarely ever see somebody and communicate with a person, any person, where they don't blink their eyes and their mouth stays like this. He heard it. The seed was planted. I remember another time, I want to give you an opportunity, because the religious conversations are going to come up in the workplace. But when I was just alone with one other person, he says, You know, we have a few minutes. Can you tell me what you believe? What church you go to? What do you believe? I had another opportunity to share God's salvation plan with them just Friday night while the waitress was cleaning off tables. We had an entourage, about 30 people come over there and just bombarded Steak and Shake. The lady asked, what church are you from and what do you believe? Opportunity right there. May, when every opportunity presents itself, may we have the boldness, the confidence, the faith to believe when we share that with them, anything can happen. I just saw something on Facebook this week where a lady, I think she was on a plane to Jamaica back and forth, but she was speaking in tongues, receiving the Holy Ghost right there before she sat down in her seat. With God, all things are possible. Let's expect him. Can we stand at this time? There are our children are going to be coming up here that haven't received the baptism of the Holy Spirit yet. The promises for you. The promises for your children. These children that are downstairs. I want God's salvation plan to be fulfilled in this next generation. As many as the Lord our God shall call. May we have expectation. May we see brokenness. May there be a spirit of God moving so strongly that they respond to the moving of the Spirit. Can we help maintain that spirit of the Lord moving in this place? Lord, may you continue to move in this place. Move among us, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. Lord, we don't want to quench your spirit in any way today in this place, Lord. Lord, we're trusting in you, Lord. We're expecting, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. You're a great and mighty God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. It is even for this generation that's going to be walking up these steps in the next few minutes. It's for the ones upstairs going to be coming down in the next few moments in Jesus' name. Lord, you said when we lift you up, you will draw all men to you, Lord. It is for the ones that are going to walk through these doors, Lord. You're going to break chains, Lord. You're going to loose the bondage, Lord, of sin for others, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. As we lift you up in Jesus' name, Lord, may we expect people to walk through these doors even during our worship set here this morning in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord, because you're that kind of God. You're the God, Lord, that drew animals onto the ark, Lord. You're the God that draws the lost, Lord, to your house in Jesus' name, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you, God.
For you, you hold my world in your hands. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible for you. You hold my world in your hands. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. In your hands, sing it again. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible for you. You hold my world in your hands. I believe you're my. I believe you are all I need.
You're all I need.
I believe you're my portion. I believe you're more than enough for me. Jesus, you're all I. You're my healer. I believe you are all I need.
You're all I need. You're all I need.
I believe you're my portion. I believe you're more than enough for me. You're all I need. love. I believe you are all I need.
Oh, you're all I need.
I believe you're my portion.
Yes,
I believe you're more than enough for me. Jesus, you're all. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible for you. You hold my world in your hands. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. You hold my world in your hands. I believe you're my healer.
Yes.
I believe
Hallelujah.
You are all I need.
Yes, you're all I need. Hallelujah.
I believe you're my portion. I believe you're more than enough for me. Jesus, you're all I need. I believe you're my healer. I believe you are all I need. You're my portion. I believe you're more than enough for me. Jesus, you're all I need.
Nothing is
impossible. Nothing is impossible. Nothing. Impossible for you. You hold my world in your hands. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible for you. You hold my world in your hands. I believe you're my healer. I believe you are all I need.
Yes, you're all I need.
I believe you're my portion. I believe you're more than enough for me.